This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Alpha variant of COVID-19 may be in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, but at this time, it does not appear to threaten in-person education at local schools this fall. That's because public health officials have learned more about the COVID-19 virus. Dr. Ellen Hodges, chief of staff at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, points out that Alpha is probably the most common type of COVID in the state and the rest of the nation. She also says the mitigation measures employed by schools last winter worked, and she is not worried now about keeping students safe this school year, even when there might be higher incidence of COVID-19 in the community.
When the pandemic first started, we just weren't sure if that would be the case, if the students could be kept safe, even though there are a lot of cases in the community. But now we know that that's possible. So I don't think it should affect the ability of students to attend in-person school and have extracurriculars this fall.
That's good news for the athletic programs. Dr. Hodges says the real answer remains in the necessity to get vaccinated to keep COVID under control. She points out that people who have already had COVID-19 are not necessarily protected from the new strains of the virus.
One of the things about this variant and all variants is that people who were previously infected with COVID but haven't been vaccinated are more likely to get reinfected when a variant is circulating around in the region. So it's important that we get as many people as possible vaccinated.
Hodges says if the region can get about 70% of the population vaccinated, then those variants of COVID-19 should not cause a problem. Right now, Hodges says a little less than 50% of the total population in the YK Delta has been vaccinated. Next, in municipal news. Bethel police are getting new body cams. In Tuesday's meeting, the Bethel City Council approved the purchase of 30 new body cams for the Bethel Police Department. The funding comes from a grant the department received from the state. Councilmember Rose Sugar Henderson sits on the Public Safety and Transportation Commission, the commission with oversight over the police department. She applauded the vote.
I am in support of this. I think it's a great idea. All our equipment and everything is so outdated, and it's time for them to upgrade like the rest of the world.
The Bethel City Council also voted to adopt new clarifications for sewer services in town. The rules now clearly state that the customer is responsible for monitoring their own tank to prevent leaks or overflow. And finally, in economics, lumber prices have been soaring across the country as demand for wood during the pandemic outstripped supply. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, those high prices have been slowing down construction of new homes, exacerbating a severe shortage of housing in the region.
According to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, about 40% of the homes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are overcrowded, 12 times more than the national average. The demand for new homes in the region is estimated to be well over 1,000 units. Efforts to address that shortage, which were already insufficient, have been forced to slow even more due to lumber price increases. ABCP Regional Housing Authority CEO Mark Charlie says the organization usually receives enough federal funding to build 15 to 20 homes in the region per year. But he said that was before lumber costs to build a home shot up almost 40% in the past year.
We get the same amount of funding from the federal government. And, you know, if the price of material for lumber and stuff go up, then that just means we build, you know, less homes.
ONC is facing the same problem as the tribe builds a new subdivision to address Bethel's housing shortage. Housing Director Calvin Cockcroft says building costs are 80% higher than in previous years for materials, including not only lumber, but other commodities like sheet metal. And Cockcroft said his suppliers are advising him to put in orders sooner rather than later.
What the supplier did say was that, if we don't get the order in, really soon, that the prices are going to go up again.
Luckily, both organizations are able to offset some of these increased costs with Federal CARES Act and American Rescue Plan Act funding. Cockcroft said ONC plans to continue construction of the new subdivision as scheduled despite the increased costs. ONC will start building 4 homes this summer in the new Bethel subdivision, and they expect to complete them early next summer. In the case of AVCP, federal stimulus funding allowed the Regional Housing Authority to build even more houses than it normally would.
Because we got extra money, CARES Act, we're adding units to villages that are facing imminent danger of losing their home due to environmental threats like erosions or sinkholes.
Charlie said CARES Act funding would allow AVCP Housing to start building 6 extra homes this year in Newtok and 1 or 2 in Akiak, Kotlik, and Chifornik. All 4 of those communities are facing environmental threats worsened by climate change. But the lumber price hikes are hammering private businesses that didn't receive funding from the CARES Act or ARPA. Brian Glashine is a co-owner of AMW Construction, which builds and manages rental properties in Bethel. He said lumber price increases dramatically changed his company's plans.
We had a very aggressive schedule for this summer. We picked up a couple new pieces of property and wanted to build, you know, a few more rentals. However, because of the lumber prices, we have decided not to.
Another part of AMW's business is to construct new houses for homeowners. Glashine says some customers have had to back out due to material costs, and that has left his company with little work to do.
We likely will have to lay off some of our crew in the wintertime, as we may not have enough work to keep everyone busy throughout the winter.
Glashine said AMW is getting creative, taking on construction projects outside Bethel, something they don't normally do. Most of the lumber sold in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is imported, but there's also lumber produced and sold within the area. Prices for locally produced lumber are not increasing due to national market trends, but they are still rising for another reason.
For our little operation, it's all those wildfires thousands of miles away from us.
That's Mark Leary, Director of Operations for the Native Village in Umpaimiut. Leary oversees a 400-acre timber lot and sawmill operation a few miles downstream of Kalskag that produces lumber for homes and cabins in the Waikei Delta. Leary said because of record-setting wildfires in California and other parts of the United States in 2020, insurance agencies have been reluctant to offer wildfire insurance to lumber companies.
Just recently found one, and of course, it's quadruple what we usually pay.
He says those higher insurance costs will have to be passed on to buyers. In a region that is geographically isolated from the rest of the country, soaring lumber prices are a reminder that what is happening elsewhere in the country ends up affecting the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.